USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
If you want a vision of your life under Biden presidency, think of the smoldering ruins in Minneapolis, the violent anarchy of Portland.
President Trump hitting the campaign trail in the battleground state of Pennsylvania. President Trump continues.
Imagine the mayhem coming to your town and every single town in America. You're not going to have law and order.
As far as President Trump's trip to the battleground state of Pennsylvania and childhood home of Joe Biden, Simone Sanders with the Biden campaign says,
we actually appreciate President Trump going out there because the American people will get to see a tale of two presidents tonight. You will see Donald Trump doing what he always does, talking about himself, lobbing attacks. You will see Vice President Biden tonight talking about the American people.
USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I am very pleased with your product. I haven't been sick since I've been taking this, and I contribute a lot of my energy and my health to your product, and I just want to keep taking it. So, yes, just keep making it, okay? I just thank God for your company.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana tests positive for coronavirus and is quarantining, his office saying he's strictly following the direction of our medical experts and strongly encourage others to do the same. A Portland man was charged with assaulting a U.S. Marshal using a baseball bat during a riot at the city's federal courthouse last month. The man is accused of striking a federal officer in the upper back, neck, and shoulder area as officers attempted to break up a crowd in downtown Portland in the early hours of July 27th. A video went viral that showed Adam Hayner and his girlfriend being attacked in Portland late last week as well. Hayner explains the lead-up to the assault.
Someone was down there that got a bag taken. I seen the bag taken right in front of me, and I'm just like, they were hitting the person, so I just tried to step in between it, just trying to get the crowd to spread a little bit. By the end of it, you know, I'm wrecked and unconscious on the side of the road.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Postmaster General Louis DeJoy is testifying before the Senate on Friday and testifying in front of the House next week. DeJoy will be testifying about plans that were set in place to shake things up at the Postal Service ahead of the election day. After lots of public outcry, those plans were put on hold until after the election. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, tells Fox Business he can't believe now that Democrats are politicizing the post office.
Well, there's nothing the Democrats won't politicize. First the pandemic, now they're trying the mail offices. I mean, think about it. If you listen to the convention last night, they have no message for America. So they rely on misinformation and mailbox myths. You have now the postmaster, who's actually run businesses successfully, made them efficient, and the Democrats are complaining about things that have happened during the Obama administration. So the postmaster literally said decisions that he did not make, he's making sure they're stopped between now and the election. There is more than enough money in the post office to run it throughout the election.
And finally, there's now an indefinite global party ban in place at Airbnb listings. The company says it applies to parties and events. The ban comes with an occupancy limit at all listings. Only 16 people will be allowed at an Airbnb location. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.